the 104-story treehouse. Written by Andy Griffiths and read by Stig Weems.
"Okay," says Terry. "Here we go. Ready, set." He slams the door.
Uh-oh.
The string pulls my tooth and the rest of me head first into the door.
Oh. When it's a door, not a door. When it's ajar. "Is it out?" says Terry. "No," I say. And now I've not only got a toothache, I've got a headache as well. This is the worst day ever.
"What lets you walk through walls?"
"Doors." "Don't despair," says Terry. "I think I know another way to do it, but we're going to need some help." "It better not involve another door," I say. "No," says Terry. "Your tooth is too tough for that. It's going to take a full-scale tug of war to get it out of your head. Come with me to the forest."
Why did the scientist put a knocker on her door? Because she wanted the Nobel Prize.
5 minutes later, we're in the forest. Terry has tied me to a tree and assembled a huge tug-of-war team, including Bill the Postman, Edward Scooperhands, the Trunkinator, and all of Jill's animals.
"Okay," shouts Terry. "Here we go. Ready, set, pull!"
Rabbit noise.
"Oh, are you pulling, Phil?"
"I'm pulling hard, Bill."
"We're pulling too."
"I'm not. Me neither, I'm just pretending."
"Let me in."
"Flutter, flutter. You know, this won't work."
"He's cleaned it all wrong."
"Why don't they go to a dentist?"
"In what sport do winners go backwards and losers go forwards?" "Tug of war."
"You're standing on my foot."
"What about me?"
"Me."
"What did the dog say to the little child pulling its tail?" "This is the end of me."
"Ah!" I scream as my tooth is torn out of my mouth.
The tug of war team, surprised by their sudden victory, lose their grip on the string and all fall backwards in a big heap. My tooth flies upwards, trailing the string behind it, and is snatched by a passing bird.
"What bird is with you at every meal?" "A swallow."
"Hey," I say, "that stupid bird just snatched my tooth."
"What do you call a seagull when it flies over the bay?" "A bagel."
"That's not a stupid bird," says Jill, peering up at it through her bird-watching binoculars. "That's an extremely rare, high-flying, mountain-dwelling worm snatcher. It must have thought the string was a worm. If it can't tell the difference between a bit of string and a worm, then it is a stupid bird," I say.
"We've got to get Andy's tooth back," says Terry. "We need it for the tooth fairy."